in front, look at Antino drive up the inside. Weeness in front from Antino. They're clear from Golden Mile. The inside, Antino grabbing the lead. Antino comes away. Brilliant. Antino's won it from Weeness.
Yeah, it was a massive win. All the plans that I sort of had in my head were just out the gate. He was off the bridle the whole race, just couldn't keep up. So I decided just to switch across the fence and ride up the fence. And it was a massive win.
How well is Vlad Djurić going since he's come back and called Queensland home? And how good was it to see Antino? He's a horse that's won 10 of 15, but in recent times he's been unlucky. And if you took the $5 into $4 on Saturday, you probably were thinking we're looking at another unlucky performance, but he was too good in the end. I wonder how Tony was feeling about 100 metres after the start. Tony Gollan joins us. Morning, Tony.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Were you shaking your head shortly after the start?
It was a pretty nervous watch. He wasn't travelling along at all too well. The first 100 didn't sort of bother me too much, but after that, it didn't get much better for a long way into the race. As soon as he put one behind the saddle at about the 450, he started to pick right up into the bridle then, and he was very good late. But yeah, he gave me a lot of nervous moments, the first half of the race particularly.
Was it just that tempo he was outsped, or was it maybe a bit of shiftiness with the track?
I think a bit of both, a bit of kickback, a lot of feel and sand and that coming back in their faces off that very loose surface. And, you know, he doesn't mind wet ground, but it's just a different sort of track. It's hard to describe when it's just tearing out like that underneath their feet, because it's actually it's firm then down under that. So it's a really funny surface, but he wasn't at all comfortable on it. You can see that. But the further he went into the race, the better he got. And then he was very strong through the line, which is what I expected him to be strong late. But I thought he might travel a little bit better than that mid-race.
How much of a concern is that about the track heading into your peak period?
Yeah, they're going to look forward to having this break. I know it'll be a lot better, I think, when we get back to I think the first meeting back is the Derby meeting, okay. I think. The Kingsford Smith, I think it's about the first meeting back. So it's got 4 weeks now. I think you will see it improve in that time. The tracks up here in Queensland are just struggling a bit from the awful summer that we had. It was hot, humid and wet, and they've all just got a bit of a fungus in them, and it's attacked their root systems and takes time for that to recover. But Eagle Farm will really enjoy having that break.
Tony certainly looks in for a huge prep, does Antino. And Michael sort of mentioned he sort of doesn't make things easy for himself, or hasn't had a lot of the breaks go his way, when he was particularly when he was down south. And in terms of raw ability, where does he rate among the best horses that you've had?
Yeah, he's right there. He's as good as the good horses I've trained previously before. He's got a big engine on him. He can sustain a long run. He's got into trouble and almost got himself out of trouble a few times. You saw that in Melbourne. And, you know, even when he got held up down there, he ran them seconds and thirds. He probably wasn't even entitled to place on a few of those occasions, but he was able to pick up and hit the line. He's got a really good will to want to find the line he can sustain a long run. So, you know, provided we can keep him, you know, in the same conditions, the same condition he's in now, you suspect he profiles pretty well for a Stradbroke handicap horse.
Tony, we were talking earlier to Tony McAvoy about Coco's Son and the fact that she's owned by an individual, and we don't see too many of that these days that aren't, mega studs or things like that. Antino's owned by one gentleman as well, Mr. Ram Shandani. What can you tell us about him?
Sorry, guys, just lost you there a second.
Oh, I was just saying the owner of this horse, Antino, Ram Shandani. Yeah, what can you tell us about him? It's not often you see an individual have, you know, a very good horse like this. He's certainly got one enjoying the ride, I'd suggest.
Yeah, he has. He lives over in Hong Kong, and I've only met him a couple of times at G2, and he's a bloody good fellow. He's a nice bloke. Craig Roundspell manages his horses here in Australia. He's got a lot of interests and other interests as well, but it's good to see a sole owner, you know, getting so much enjoyment out of a horse. He bought him himself online, auctions, ready to run sale at Karaka. Just bidding over in Hong Kong on his computer, and bought him, and the rest is history.
He's got a good eye.
Has he bought any others like that?
I don't know. No, he hasn't. It's the only horse I train for him, so
I hope he's happy
to have it.
I hope he wants to keep seeing him racing here in Australia.
Yeah, no, he's indicated that was the case for sure and certain. So no, he's been good. Obviously, another trainer had the horse early for his first start, and then we've had it since start. from start two onwards. So he's been good to train for, and like I said, Craig Rounsfell was instrumental in us getting the horse, and I'm certainly appreciative of that.
Just touched on before, Vlad Djurić, how much of a boost he's been for the Queensland riding ranks. I think Mark Zara was originally down to ride Antino, but due to suspension. So who gets the ride in the Stradbroke from here out?
Yeah, well, we've sort of got a bit of an idea, I think, what weight he's going to get. And I'll talk to the owners over the next few days, and we'll make a plan for the... He won't run again now with Kingsford Smith, so he's a month between runs, and then he'll go fortnight into the Stradbroke. So whoever probably rides him in the Kingsford Smith will ride him in the Stradbroke, so they've got to be able to get that. And we're thinking 54.5, 55. Yep. They've got to be able to ride that weight and ride it well. So Vlad certainly fits into that category. So there's no reason why his name wouldn't be, well, certainly after the weekend, wouldn't be, it would have been thrown into the mix anyway because of his weight range. We'll make a decision a bit later this week.
Is that his best range, you think, 14 to a mile?
I think 14 to 1800, yeah. I always thought he'd get 2000. I know Blake thought that when he was down there. I don't think we can get a lot out of that last run in Sydney at the 1800 because I think there was just a few things that just didn't marry up. The end of a long, luckless prep and et cetera, et cetera. So that was the five diamonds. So I wouldn't read too much into that. Like I said, Blake's a good judge and a good rider. He always felt 2000. His pedigree suggests he should at least get 2000. Mm. So I think he would, but he's bloody strong at a mile.
You got a huge team, obviously, heading towards your features. But one horse that last week I was a bit disappointed with, how did Skirt the Law pull up?
Yeah, very jarry. I don't think she liked the track at all, Eagle Farm. It was firm last weekend, shifty. She didn't like it. She pulled up very jarring in front without being lame, which worries me to first run back off off a small chip and a fetlock from Melbourne campaign, where she pulled up ordinary, exactly the same at Flemington. So she's worrying me a little bit, Skirt the Law. She's got all the ability, but I was just hopeful that it's only a small hiccup and we can get back on track.
Who are a couple of names we should write down that you're most excited about heading towards some of the big Queensland races?
Oh, the main one's on the round last Saturday, Antino. He's the king of the castle for us. He's probably always been a headline act for this winter. There's a few other horses there I think can race really well at different levels of the carnival, and there's a couple of up-and-comers. A horse like Freedom Rally, he's a bit like a younger horse with a lightly raced record, with a good record like Antino was. I'm not saying he's Antino level, but your profile's similar going through his grades. I mean, he can hopefully play his part in the carnival somewhere. Ballastair, 2-year-old at one last week, I quite like him. He's very talented. So there's a couple of ones there that, sort of lesser lights that might do a job, but there's a bunch of horses there that can race really well throughout this carnival.
And I know you've got to get through Queensland first of all, but you're keen to come down and rectify some unfinished business in the spring with Antino?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hopefully. We'll just see, because he has obviously never raced in the autumn, which was a good thing.
Mm.
Really, we were going to get him up and to go to the autumn, but everything sort of had to work well, and I just wasn't comfortable with a few things. So the fact that we've left our powder dry and we've just gone, we'll only have three runs this winter, it certainly leaves, feeling the tank to go somewhere in the spring, whether it be Melbourne or Sydney. We'll sort of have a few different ideas, and we'll sort of let that be known once we get through this Stradbroke Carnival.
Got a winner today at Ipswich?
Got two in the last race, and the market's certainly separating them now. Adranos is into a short price favourite, but I don't suspect there's a lot between them, to be honest. I think they're both going particularly well. One's a newcomer to the stable, and Adranos comes out of a very good form race the other day with a horse he beat. Horse run third, I think, bolted in Wednesday. So both good chances in the one race.
All right. Good on you, Tone. Well done on the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Cheers. Have a good day.
Tony Golan joining us there.